Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, this is an oldie, but, well, it's an oldie where I come from. All right, guys, listen, this is a blues riff and B. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a sad day here at This Week in Geeks Nerd News Network because we have yet again to report another death. Over the weekend, legendary musician Chuck Berry has passed away. For those of you who don't...
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know who he is. Just watch Back to the Future and you'll get it. Most of you should know who he is. I mean, the man was a legendary rock and roller with so many hits between Johnny B. Good, Maybelline, My Ding-a-ling, so many awesome, awesome things. It does not give, every place I've looked does not give an actual cause of death. It just says that he was non-responsive when the police showed up. So, not exactly sure. May the man rest in peace. May he rock on. Do you have a favorite Chuck Berry song, Ryan?
Johnny, I mean, I don't know. It's not hard for me, but yeah, he's got a ton of great songs. I grew up hearing him a lot on my trips to school. Mm-hmm. We pretty much always had like one of the oldies stations on, so it gave me sort of an appreciation for a lot of the older music.
Absolutely.
At a young age, which I think helped a lot as I got older. But anyway, yeah, that's my favorite song. I'll note, I mean, in terms of cause of death, he wasn't a young man. I mean...
No, he was 90 years old, and that's
yeah,
what, you know, but,
I mean, but
I'm saying that normally, usually...
And I'm not
when...
saying it's not sad either. Just
yeah.
That, you know, he lived a full... Got to live a full life, at least. And I mean, he got pretty much what anyone can ask for... who works in entertainment or in any industry, and that is he'll be remembered and heard long after he's gone.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and he was basically one of the significant pioneers of rock and roll in the development of both the music and the attitude associated with the rock music lifestyle. And it was just amazing. What I find interesting, having looked at all this up and having researched his death. And what I mean about that, they don't specify how he died. Yes, he was 90, but normally you see in these stories that, you know, oh, he passed away due to a heart attack, or nobody knew but the man had lung cancer. You know, something that,
yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that it was suspicious or anything else. I mean, as you said, he was an old man. What I find interesting is that he has a new record coming out this year First record in 38 years. So that was, you know, may the rock and roll pioneer rest in peace.
I guess while we're at it, I'll bring up Bernie Wrightson, who is a longtime horror comic artist, and he's one of the co-creators of Swamp Thing from DC Comics. Did a lot of covers over the years, did some internals, just an excellent longtime artist, and yeah, he died this week as well, too. Should probably note that, so...
And now, on with the show. Did you grow up with the NES, PlayStation, Star Wars, cartoons, and 80s TV? Do you like to think who would win in a fight between Batman and the Master Chief? Comics, games, movies, music, and TV, they're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back, they're gonna save the world. And TV, they're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back, they're gonna save the world of this week and kink. This week and kink.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Mike the Birdman Dodd, and you are listening to 10 years of ThisWeekInGeek.net. Believe me, I don't know how you put up with my shit for this long.
We are back here on This Week in Geeks Nerd News Network, and getting away from some of the sadness of two of the deaths of the week and things like that, we've got a couple of news stories. Let's start out with your first news story, because mine is kind of enraging to me. It hasn't even been 20 years yet, and they're already redoing something again. But what do you get this week?
You're assuming I have cheerful news. not really. Yeah. This is in response to a couple of places that have picked this up. So, Mass Effect Andromeda comes out on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a... early access if you are subscribed to the Origin gaming system.
Right.
Origin Access.
Yeah, EA's That's gaming a, system, yeah, yes.
Gaming sort of streaming, or not streaming, but damn it, their service where you pay a monthly fee and can play a bunch of usually older games. There we go.
Right.
All right, anyway. So you play Andromeda early. And not to mention there was a whole ton of review copies sent out, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And one of the bigger stories was the fact that the animation is not good, especially on the human characters. So as pertains to the story, though, unfortunately, somebody who works for EA's motion capture labs in Vancouver got harassed on Twitter and a number of other places by morons. And first of all, if you harass anybody over any sort of movie, game, book, you know, any type of fiction, whatever,
you're less than human. Yeah.
Yeah. Your point is pretty much immediately invalidated. Second of all, this person did not actually work on the game. So you might want to make sure you get your targets right. Also, by the way, it's a AAA title. I'm pretty sure more than one person worked on the animation. Just gonna, you know, throw that out there. Not to mention, you know, people who would have play tested it, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure noticed.
Yeah.
So anyway, underneath it all, a lot of this is because they're trying a new-ish sort of system in terms of more dynamic facial animation, and it's not really working that well. But whatever.
Right.
The game, unfortunately, has bigger issues than that. The writing is really awkward. And the characters are not likable. and the voice acting is bad, which I can't figure out how that happened. Because the first game in particular, or first series of games in particular, had Jennifer Hale did an amazing job. And even though he's not really a professional voice actor, Mark Meer wasn't too bad either. But Hale was definitely a gigantic standout in that first game. So anyway, so yeah, there have been a bunch of... And by the way, BioWare unfortunately seems to repeatedly get this, where previously somebody who worked on Star Wars The Old Republic, Dragon Age 2, and Dragon Age Origins was really, really run through the ringer and got harassed, et cetera, et cetera. Don't harass people who make things. I mean, nobody sets out to not do a great job making something.
Yeah.
It just ends, well, except for maybe Michael Bay, but, you know, anyway.
God.
No, I mean, nobody sets out to not do really well at something. And, you know, a ton of people worked on this game. They tried something different with it. It seemingly didn't work, at least yet. So, yeah, I mean, leave them alone.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still people, and yeah, they're doing the best job they can. It just doesn't always work that way.
The fact that we live in an age where somebody can go on a piece of whatever platform of social media that you want and try to contact certain people that work on, not just video games, not just this instance, but, you know, approach them with some sort of dignity here. Don't just lambaste them. You know, if you don't like something, fine, but ask a question like, was this meant to be like this? Is this an error or something? This isn't the days where you had to write into Nintendo if you had a complaint, or you had to call the 1-800-255-3700 line for whatever pro Pokemon tips or whatever the hell. You know,
the other issue is, I mean, sure, some people will say, well, if they don't want it, they shouldn't be public. Well, this person wasn't really public. I mean, they had to dig up her info and
yeah, that's the other thing
with them. I mean, it's not as though it's an actor or actress.
Yeah.
And to be fair, excusing the behavior by saying, well, you know, if they didn't want to have X happen to them, they shouldn't be famous, is also stupid, because, I mean, you should just, you know, I think you should, can probably, or you should be able to expect people to not be complete dicks.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, have some sort of human decency towards other people. It's a video game. It's not the end of the world.
But I was really excited by it, yeah.
Yeah, well, you sure can be really excited by it, and sometimes people just make a sucky game, you know, and it's not one person's fault. It's an entire... The fact that anyone online thinks one person makes the whole of a game is ridiculous and stupid, because at least a team of 20 or 30 or more people make video games, movies, cartoons, all that stuff. So, you know, So, my depressing news of the day, The Matrix rebooted already. Wow, seriously? The movie isn't even 20 years old yet. And they're already going to do a reboot. Hollywood, do you have an original bone in your body?
To be fair, since then, they've listed a couple times that they may actually try to revisit the existing world. I just don't know how well that'll work.
I think we're beyond, like, look, 1999 and, what was it, 2002 and 2003, or 2003 and 2004 when the other ones came out. I think the Reloaded and Revolutions came out in the same year, a year apart from each other, whatever. 1999 to, let's say, 2003, okay? The Matrix was epic. That first movie, the style, the vision, the story, all of it was a great, groundbreaking thing at its time. Technologically, movies have come so far since then in nearly 20 years, And what are they going to add to this franchise other than a different story or a new story or a story continuing on from Revolutions with the same character? I don't mind them bringing back the same characters. The only problem is they're almost 20 years older than what they were when the first film debuted in 99. And the article that's here says that, you know, they're not sure that, you know, it's not clear what shape the project will take, but sources tell The Hollywood Reporter, of all places, that Warner Brothers is in the early stages of developing a relaunch of The Matrix that is considered one of the most original films in cinematic history, blah, blah, blah. Sources say there's potential interest in Michael B. Jordan to star, but much must be done before the project is ready to go. I get it, he's a good actor. Creed was an excellent movie, but look at his filmography. One excellent movie out of how many bad ones?
Yeah, but to be fair, it's not his fault. Some of them were bad.
No, yeah.
He's still good in them. He is he is flat out an excellent actor. It just hasn't always had terrific roles.
And according to this, the Wachowski brothers, or siblings, or whatever they are now, I don't know. I read a story a few years ago where they supposedly had a certain change. They're not currently involved, and the article goes on to say that we don't know what the actual engagement of them would be for this. If they're going to reboot it, and it's going to be a new story, fine. If they're just going to Cruel Intentions 2 or Wild Things to it or something like that where they get the old actors or they get people who look like the old actors to tell the same damn story we saw almost 20 years ago, I don't want it.
I would probably just leave it alone. I think even people who are Matrix fans would say it was kind of law of diminishing returns. I don't know that there's anybody out there, or many people out there, that are saying that the sequels were better than the original. You know, I think it's kind of went, again, law of diminishing returns. It went down as time passes, which happens to a lot of series. So, yeah, I mean, do you necessarily need more of them, whether it be in the same universe or whether it be a reboot or whatever?
No, not really.
Yeah, I would probably just leave it alone. I mean,
I liked the first one. There was like one scene that I was not particularly fond of, but other than that, I enjoy the first one. I like going back to it every now and then. I probably have not watched it in 4 or 5 years at this point. The sequels were okay. They were interesting. I think Revolutions is better than Reloaded. But yeah, I mean, like, again,
there's part of me that's almost would be almost curious, not enough that I want to see this, by the way, but
yeah,
would almost be curious about the sequels if we had the modern sort of level of CGI and that kind of thing, because one of the things that really sticks out in those sequels, particularly the second film, Reloaded, which, like, the fight scenes, especially where they use CGI, it sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
And it made a lot of the fight seem cartoony, whereas in the original, it had, you know, supernatural or, you know, stuff you couldn't do that's not humanly possible, superpowered aspects to it, but it still all looked really believable and it still worked.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then, you know, you get that sequence with the ton of Agent Smiths, which, you know, it just looked bad, and you get almost kind of Looney Tunes fight choreography at that point, spinning on the pole and that kind of thing. No.
Yeah, the two best fight sequences in the entire franchise was the opening training with Morpheus and Neo, and then Neo and Trinity going into the building at the bottom with the whole gun sequence.
Yeah, the rescue of Morpheus.
Yeah.
That all worked. The final sequences, too, still well done, where he fights Agent Smith in the subway.
That's true, yeah.
That was all, yeah, pretty much. I mean, most of the stuff people remember of those movies is the stuff from the first film.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think the only thing I really remember from Reloaded is the freeway scene. I think that was the only thing I really remember from that, because they made a big point of, you don't ever go on the freeway, you know. So, wow. What else you got this week?
Nothing. No, just kidding. So the other thing I wanted to note too was, and this was picked up on all of our affiliate sites, there was a review of it done by Andrew.
Iron Fist, yes. Iron Fist is out on Netflix now.
Came out.
I have not watched yet.
Okay. I've watched a good portion of it now. I still haven't finished it. And the fact that I haven't finished it, it's not bad. So we were just talking about The Matrix, and I said that the moments that people remember from it are from the first film. And the others are kind of forgettable. This TV series is pretty much the definition of forgettable. It's not bad. Like, it's not terrible. I don't want to. It doesn't deserve the 16% it has on Rotten Tomatoes. But having said that, it's really average. So I can understand. I think we talked about this with Batman Superman. I don't think it's the worst movie ever made, for example. But it's really average. And so I can see people going both ways. And just what happened is more people are below that kind of, you know, 5 out of 10 line than above.
Yeah.
But I mean, if I had to give it a rating, you know, it would be somewhere between a 5 and a 6 out of 10. It just, you know, there's too many issues, and Andrew touches on a lot of it. You know, the fight sequences are not good, and they're way below the choreography we saw in really each of the other Marvel series, which, by the way, is baffling to me, because you look at Luke Cage.
Yeah.
The fighting in that is not great in terms of choreography, because it's not supposed to be. Because, you know, Luke is a guy who can just stand there and people hurt themselves when they try to hit him.
Yeah.
Like, that's, well, yeah, that's just the character is. And so that, you know, that's fine. That's what it's supposed to be.
Okay, the way I look at the Netflix series, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, I can't say anything about Iron Fist yet because I have not even started it, but the first three series, both seasons of Daredevil, it's full-on, in-your-face martial art-type action where he's always doing something, he's always moving, he's always either attacking or reacting to attacks. With Jessica Jones, it's slightly more psychological. And Luke Cage is just, you know, shut your mouth, beat down. I mean, he doesn't even have to really, until that very last episode when he and, not Cottonmouth. Crap.
Diamondback.
Yes, thank you. When he and Diamondback are fighting, you know, unless it's that battle, every other fight that he has had, it's like you said, it's somebody punching him and just getting hurt, because the whole point of that show is, up until the end, is he doesn't want to have to fight. He doesn't, you know, he can, but he doesn't want to have to. And is it just me? And I think I might have said this before. I don't know if I've said this since I've been back on This Week in Geek, but I know I've said this other places. Is it just me, or is that Diamondback Luke Cage fight at the end of the first season, does that remind anybody of Ice Cube versus versus what's his name in Friday at the end with the brick? I swear to God, that reminds me of the end fight in the original Friday movie. Yeah, I know.
Just don't remember it, but yeah.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have the fighting going for it. In terms of characters, I wouldn't go so far to say everyone's miscast. Although I will say I'm not sure Finn Jones is charismatic enough to carry something on his own.
Yeah.
But having said that, the writing does him no favors in terms of... So we're doing Breaking Bad on remote control.
Right.
And that's a show with an awful lot of dialogue. And if the dialogue is A, not good, or B, there's not enough sort of tension in the scene between the characters, a show like that just falls completely flat. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that's kind of what happens here. Just the scenes between people just fall absolutely flat. Actually, I shouldn't have used... Andrew and I have talked about this today. I should have used Better Call Saul, because that's a series with a lot of boardroom sequences. If it's not well written, or if the characters are not kind of at each other, there's not a reason for them, for there to be tension or something dramatic going on, those sequences are boring as all hell and pointless.
Yep.
And that's kind of what happened here. So, I mean, and I feel bad for Finn Jones, because he doesn't deserve the... Well, I think he got really defensive initially when the first reviews came out.
Right.
And I mean, to be fair, with no offense meant to Iron Fist or the fans of the character, he's best known as being a supporting character, or at least split with Luke.
Yeah.
You know, he's not known as a guy who's always on his own and carries his own series that often. Yeah.
It's like I said originally when we were talking about Luke Cage, you know, when that series first started, I wouldn't have even known who Luke Cage was if I had not watched part of Ultimate Spider-Man. Because in the very early seasons of Ultimate Spider-Man, it's Spidey himself and basically an Amazing Friends type of team. And Luke Cage is one of those...
As
friends.
Well as Iron Fist, yeah.
Right, as well as Iron Fist. And if I had not seen that, I would have not known who the hell... It's kind of like with me with Jessica Jones. I did not, until I watched the series, and I've watched the series through twice at this point, but I did not know who the hell Jessica Jones was. I knew she was a Marvel Comics character, but I'd never seen her before. So I kind of avoid... Like I said before, I watched Daredevil, because I... obviously know who Daredevil is. Most everybody should. I watched Luke Cage because I was interested in that, and then I went back to watch Jessica Jones, even though I know technically it's out of order, but... And on Remote Control, we will be covering Jessica Jones and Daredevil Season 2 before Iron Fist at some point. I don't know when, but it's just one of those things where I think the trailers for Iron Fist look cool. I think that looks great, but everything I've been seeing the gamut of really, really bad. I've seen bad things, or I've heard bad things, and now I'm seeing people that are saying, I kind of like it, it's not the best. What I don't get about it is, if it's not on par with the other Marvel shows, do they not have the same team working on Iron Fist that they had? Okay, well then that's why
This is the team that is also doing another show that I haven't heard a lot of great news about. Anyway, this is the team that's going to be working on the Inhumans series.
Oh no.
And to be fair... You know, again, like I said before, actually when you're listing or you're talking about the shows you watched, it's probably, in terms of popularity or audience knowledge, you know, Daredevil would be one, I'd say. Luke is probably two. And then three's probably Iron Fist, maybe Jessica. They're not well-known characters, is my point. Like, if you were to take the whole of all of the characters who have appeared on the Marvel Netflix shows, the Punisher's probably the best-known of the batch.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean...
Well, the Punisher and Daredevil. I mean, Daredevil, you know, I've known about him since the 94 Spider-Man cartoon.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Punisher's... Well, he was in that as well. And anyway, Punisher also has had three movies starting in 89. He's top five merchandise sales for comic book characters. So, I mean, he's fairly well known. Speaking to quality or anything. It's just he's a recognizable character.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, Iron Man was probably not all that well known before 2007 amongst nerds and comic book fans. Like, if you asked a housewife who Iron Man was, they'd look at you like you were crazy.
She'd probably say Mr. Clean's brother.
Ant-Man's another one now. You know, he's well-known thanks to the movie, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, the purpose of these is to make them more well-known. So, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I wonder if they kind of did a disservice not introducing Danny Rand with Luke Cage.
Yeah, see,
just because, like, you know, he is kind of, you know, Iron Fist traditionally doesn't carry his own series all that often. It comes and goes in spurts, and
well,
I
think
he's a bad character. It's just there are characters that you associate with.
You expect a better introduction to this character than what we got, essentially, and that's me not saying anything about the show because I have not said it, but I have not seen it. But I'm saying that the way that I've seen people talk about this and the way that you're talking about it now is the impression that I get is we wanted a better introduction to the character than just, hey, here's his series, blah blah, and which that's surprising to me because you look at Daredevil season one, and then season two as well. You have Claire, who has been there throughout all of it. You know, Claire shows up and Luke shows up in Jessica before his series. So you kind of get a backdoor opening to Luke in Jessica Jones. And then in Luke Cage, you're right, there should have been something. There could have been...
Sorry.
Don't even...
You
yes, yes.
With Jessica
yes.
and Luke Cage since,
yes,
you know, the comic
yes,
series.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Anyway...
Yes, yes, yes. I was hoping you'd glaze over that and not draw attention to it. Okay, so, you know, you would expect, like, at the point where Luke was, like, upstate or something, you know, when he was throwing the police officer into the camera thingers.
This part has been edited. Ha ha ha, you'll never know what was actually here.
I know what you're trying to say anyway. I, you know, alternatively, I would... I don't know if introducing him, you know, maybe he could have done something different with Luke Cage, or you move up Luke Cage and introduce him in, or sorry, you move up Luke Cage season two and introduce him there,
yeah,
like they did with the Punisher and Daredevil,
right,
and Elektra and Daredevil, stuff like that. I think there's a few choices. Now, to be fair, I wouldn't say it's horrible. Like I said, this was kind of middle of the road, so I could definitely see people going, you know, either positive or negative with the series.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much of an argument that it's on par with the others, having said that. Yeah. But, you know, like I would say about Mass Effect Andromeda, you know, people should try it and make their own conclusions based on it.
Although,
absolutely, having said that, it's a little different with Mass Effect just because, you know, it's a
game.
What is it? Yeah, it's $80 if you're a console owner.
Yeah, that's a little much compared to $9.99 a month for Netflix.
Yeah, which a lot of people already have. So
yeah. So, all right, folks, I think that's gonna do it for us this week. I don't know how much more I can take. Did you have anything else you wanted to bring up? Anything else you saw that you wanted to talk about?
No, not really. I mean, the artist on the Garbage Pail Kids passed away as well. More sort of good,
bad
news. The Expanse got renewed for a third season, so I'm happy about that. Yeah, I don't know.
And I guess here locally in the States, at least in Kentucky, we've got, you know, March Madness going on with the NCAA tournament. Yeah.
God, I love March Madness.
University of Kentucky Wildcats won. University of Louisville Cardinals lost. I'm happy about that. So there is that. Next week, I don't know what's going to happen next week. I know, like I said, we've got the John Cena Mayhem Mike's Episode 20 Character Spotlight coming up. Hopefully Mike Dodd will be here with whatever review he's going to do as well. We've got April's topic show coming out, which is Where Were You in 1992, celebrating 25 years of whatever the hell came out in 92. Thank you to Jennifer for sending in the email. We will be reading that on air. I think that's going to kind of do it for this week's Nerd News. Where can the people find you on social media, sir?
At Nightbeat, all one word.
That's right. I am at TF2 and Mike. You can follow at This Week in Geek for all the other Twig updates. You can also head on over to thisweekingeek.net for all our other content. Please start commenting on the website. I know I'm asking a lot here, folks, but interaction would be cool. So, with that, We will catch you next time.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show.
So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Remember, kids, buy pizza, pay with steaks.
What's your social media business card? My fist.
Just give me a big box of beef.
Don't give them ideas.
Don't forget our other Twig project, GeorgeLucasHasLostHisMind.com.
Does Jesus have Matrix powers?
I think the Pillsbury Doughboy's albino.
I'd like to see a cat on Tourette's.
That's the moment I give up on life. Because then I don't know what to believe in anymore. When the Amish start twittering, I'm done.
Can we leave this subject alone?
Hello.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, no.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm confused. As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear Kyle Hebert say...
Today, the world. Tomorrow, the universe. Next week, my chiropractor. Ay, my back.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well as subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment about this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can also call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202 or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by perpetualemotionmachine.ca. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.